This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Faye Mandel, author of Self-Empowerment Toward a New Way of Living. It's a new model. It's a model that she's developed in self-empowerment. It involves consciousness and awareness. We'll talk to Faye Mandel. She's been on the program before, and I've been reading her book now for many years. It's a tiny little book, maybe 100 pages or so, but I've been reading it for 15 years, and I get new stuff from it every time I pick it up. It's called Self-Empowerment Toward a New Way of Living. Faye Mandel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Even better, if you'd like to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Faye Mandel, author of the book Self-Empowerment, at the bottom of the hour. Want to continue talking about butyric acid, the short-chain fatty acid that is good for so many different things, that has so many different health benefits, that has so much health upside. It's derived from fiber. It is derived, actually, from the reaction between fiber and bacteria that live in the microbiome. Fiber acts as a prebiotic to support probiotics. Prebiotics are food for bacteria, food for the microbiome. And in return for being fed by us, by fiber, the microbiome secretes this amazing short-chain fatty acid, butyric acid, that is good for so many different things. Last program we talked about eating your veggies first. I didn't say this, but I'll say it now. Eating fermented veggies first. Eat fermented veggies first, you'll get enzymes in addition to fiber, in addition to bacteria. So if you can, if you like sauerkraut, start your meals off with sauerkraut. Start your meals off with fermented beets. Start your meals off with fermented veggies. Get a book called The Art of Fermentation. You can see how easy it is to make your own fermented veggies. In addition to the enzymes, in addition to the bacteria, in addition to the fiber, of course, you're going to get phytonutrients. You're going to get flavonoids and carotenes and phytosterols. Wonderful micronutrients. This is my big problem with the carnivore diet. My friend Rob yesterday texted me about how the Inuit
Eskimos don't eat a lot of veggies. They don't. They basically exist on carnivore food. They don't get fiber. It's actually not true. They do have veggies, just not a lot, and they do get fiber, just not a lot. Nonetheless, there is the idea that the Inuit and certain cultures around the world are only carnivores, and they do just fine. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's true that you don't need to have phytosterols, and you don't need phytonutrients, and you don't need the extra enzymes and fiber that are provided by fermented veggies and regular veggies. That's possibly true. But what is undeniable is that these things are beneficial. It's undeniable that phytonutrients have benefits, and if you don't eat a lot of veggies, you're not going to get those phytonutrients. So yeah, maybe you can survive without them. That's not, you know, that's fine, but that's not the point. The point is you're depriving yourself of some incredibly powerful, natural, relatively benign, that is relatively non-toxic, pretty much completely non-toxic in the concentrations they come in, nutritional value, particularly when these veggies are fresh. To the degree that your veggies are cooked, on the other hand, enzymes, which are very unstable, break down and become less valuable. To the degree that you process your vegetables, that's the degree that you're going to get, you're going to start to lose nutritional value. These enzymes, by the way, these plant enzymes, these enzymes that you get from vegetables, especially fermented vegetables, can be used to improve the processing in the human digestive tract. You can eat digestive enzymes. Our bodies make digestive enzymes, of course, but you can eat digestive enzymes. You can get foods that contain digestive enzymes. Now, why would we deprive ourselves of plant-derived enzymes? Yes, I know that you can survive without vegetation or without vegetables, but why deprive yourself of plant enzymes? That's what I was trying to get Dr. Baker to talk about, and all he would tell us is why you don't need them. And he's right. You don't need them. But you can use them. You can benefit from them. That's undeniable. There's four basic types of enzymes that are found in fruits and veggies that all have value for improving human and animal digestion. There's the proteases. Whenever you hear the word ate or the suffix ace at the end of a word, A-S-E, that's the biochemical description of an enzyme. A protease is an enzyme that breaks down protein. Papain, which comes from papaya. Adolph's meat tenderizer is papain. And bromelain, which comes from pineapple, are the classic plant-derived proteases. And almost all digestive enzyme supplements are going to contain one or the other or both. I use these plant-derived proteases in some of my skincare formulations, and topical application of papain and topical application of bromelain can help stimulate exfoliation, stimulate the dropping off of dead cells off of the surface, and turn on the movement of new cells from the bottom to the top. As new cells rise from the bottom to the top, these cells secrete moisture factors. You can actually increase the concentration of natural moisture factors in your skin by using topical enzymes, topical papain. You can even use topical Adolph's meat tenderizer, which is papain. Of course, you can put straight papaya on your skin. You can put straight pineapple on your skin. You can mash up pineapple and papain and make a paste and apply that to your skin. It might be a little strong if you have sensitive skin, but just do it for a couple seconds if you have to. You can make your own exfoliating toners with papain and bromelain. The stratum corneum, the skin surface, is composed of protein. And in between the dead cells that give the skin its protective barrier, you also have proteins. And by using proteases, protein enzymes, on the surface of the skin, you can dissolve the protein substance that holds dead skin cells in place. And you can dissolve the dead skin cells themselves on the surface. And by strategic, you gotta be careful here, strategic use of proteases. You don't want to overdo it. Stimulating ingredients are very good for you, but overstimulation is not good. Sometimes we lump overstimulation and stimulation into the same bucket, and we say, oh, it's not good because we confuse overstimulation with stimulation. I'm not buying that. Stimulation of the skin surface, like stimulation of any part of the body, has its benefits, but you gotta be strategic and careful. And strategic and careful use of proteases can have a skin smoothing effect. It can have a skin cell stimulating effect. It can have a collagen stimulating effect. And it can improve the overall appearance of the skin as well as the overall health of the skin. And, by the way, topical application of proteases, bromelain, papain, papaya, pineapple, can actually even out your skin pigment and tone for folks who are dealing with melasma, i.e. hyperpigmentation. although hyperpigmentation, I should say, is not a topical issue, even though it appears topically, and you can improve the appearance using appearance of dark spots by using these topical strategies, but you still have to work on your hormone system if you are hyperpigmenting. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls. Next segment on The Bright Side, Faye Mandel, author of Self-Empowerment, will be with us at the bottom of the hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGetA.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGetA.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGetA.com with Longevity. TeamGetA.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in just a sec, so hang on if you're on hold. Faye Mandel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Self-Empowerment. And we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. From today, last week's edition of New Scientist magazine, one of my favorite science magazines. It is a little bit technical, but it's not all that bad. And if you have even just a tiny little bit of scientific expertise, there are some good articles. It is kind of mainstream. It is sort of orthodox, and they do follow what passes for conventional wisdom, especially when it comes to health issues. One of the more interesting articles in last week's edition of New Scientist magazine, How to Give Your Vaccine a Boost. Turns out lifestyle choices around the time of your vaccination can affect your immune response, which I thought kind of interesting. How about if you just make lifestyle modifications and don't get vaccinated? Maybe that's all we need to do is modify our lifestyle, make some lifestyle changes. In any case, it turns out, according to this article anyway, if you make lifestyle changes and you get a vaccine, and I should say experimental vaccine. I keep forgetting to say that. But we shouldn't be calling it a vaccine. We should be calling it an experimental vaccine, because that's what it is. It's an experiment. I got a note today from a gal, and I was a quick digression here. I was a little bratty. She says to me, I'm faced with a decision about which COVID vaccine would be the safest for me with Cipro sensitivity. She's got problems with Cipro. Do you have any suggestions or know where I could find more information? Thank you for your help. And so I was a little bratty. I answered, unfortunately, it's difficult to answer your question, as at this point, all COVID vaccines are experimental. As the experiment progresses, it will be easier to assess their safety. Now, it's slightly bratty, but that's the facts. It's an experimental vaccine, and this is an experiment, and we don't know a lot about it. And if you want to be an experiment, that's fine. But let's make no mistake about it, and let's call it what it is. It's an experimental vaccine. And by the way, I'm going to be on doing a Zoom seminar for Vaccine Choice Canada tomorrow at 5 p.m. Send me a request, ben@ksco.com, if you want a link. So anyway, how to give your vaccine a boost. Lifestyle choices around the time of the vaccination can affect your immune response. Number one, try not to stress. Stress impacts the immune system in a myriad of ways, but one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to get better results from vaccinations if you're not stressed out. Number two, get friendly. Alongside stress, you may want to try to mitigate the effects of isolation. Even in young, healthy people, feelings of loneliness have been associated with lower antibody response to vaccination. Number three, get some sleep. Sleep duration on the two nights before vaccination is the best predictor of immune response several months later. Number four, exercise. 15 minutes of upper body workout can boost the immune response to vaccinations. And four, watch the clock. Men who are vaccinated in the morning exhibited a stronger antibody response to vaccines than men who got their vaccine in the afternoon, although no difference was seen in women. All right, that's from New Scientist magazine, February 13th edition, so I guess that would be 3 weeks ago. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you, and we'll talk to Faye Mandel at the bottom of the hour. Time at the phones. Let's go to Canada, and talk to Curtis. What's going on, Curtis? Good morning.
Hey, Ben, longtime listener.
Nice.
Just wanted to, yesterday I tried to call in. I ended up getting Dr. Dahlia, I believe is her name.
Dr. Dahlia yesterday?
Yesterday. Anyways, I brought up the fact that it seems percentage-wise you have a better chance of getting an adverse reaction to the experimental vaccine than you would from having a fatal reaction to, you know, COVID-19 itself.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Isn't that ironic, though? I mean,
it is, and she knows her stuff as a doctor, but I think she was kind of missing the point that people are looking at it is what is my risk of getting COVID-19, which in my opinion, in Canada anyway, the flu cases are down 98% this year. So how does that happen in the same year that a disease comes to light that has like pretty much every single symptom of the normal flu? How does that happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the mainstream answer to that, because they can't dispute the facts. Those are the facts. The mainstream answer is that people are not congregating together and they're wearing masks, etc. But that doesn't explain why they get COVID then. You know, why so many people get COVID if they're wearing masks and we're locking down, but they're not getting the flu. So your point is very well taken. Probably has to do with diagnosing things that would have been diagnosed as the flu last year is now being diagnosed as COVID. And, you know, there's so much silliness in here. But it really boils down to this, Curtis. And by the way, who's Dr. Dahlia? I didn't understand what you meant.
She's on GCN.
Oh,
so.
She's on after me. She's on after
yes.
me. I got
yes.
you. Okay. And she's an MD?
I don't know if she's a physician or MD, but she made some good points, but
what were her points?
Kind of,
what were her points? Hang on a second. Hey Jason, did you say she's a medical doctor? Okay, gotcha. Go ahead, Kurt. So she's an MD. She's a medical doctor. And what were her good points? Maybe I'll get her on the program. Maybe I can talk to her.
I brought up that the pharmaceutical companies have zero liability, like as in they can't get sued.
Right.
And
the ones who are making the experimental vaccine,
her point was companies that prescribe opioids do the same because of the lawsuits. So they want to know that they're not going to get sued and, you know, financially lose. But she kind of glossed over the fact that that's still not a good business model. That's a damaging business model for human health.
For consumers.
Right?
Yeah. No, she's right. Obviously, that's the reason we all know that. That's not rocket science. They want to be protected. Obviously, they want to be protected. But if they're producing a product that's going right into your bloodstream, don't you think that the consumer should be protected? This Dr. Dahlia, that doesn't make sense to me. That sounds like doctor or medical model. I'll be careful what I say here because I may get Dr. Dahlia in the program. But it doesn't sound very nice to the consumer or the patient. I'm going to try and get Dr. Dahlia on. Thank you for telling me about this. All right, but I agree with you 100%. You know, but here's the thing, Curtis. At the end of the day, we should all be able to make our own decisions. If people want to be part of an experiment voluntarily, that's fine. If people are not going to critically think and not going to examine the facts about experimental vaccination, about COVID, that's their business. Where it becomes problematic is when it becomes mandated, either directly, as it does, it probably will be in some countries, or indirectly, where they say you can't go places. You know, New York State is now experimenting with a passport, with a digital passport. You can't go to Madison Square Garden without that, right? It's already starting. You're not going to be able to fly certain places. You're not going to be able to cruises. And that's where it becomes problematic to me, where you mandate human beings be part of your experiment. And then on top of that, to have doctors say, well, the drug company should be protected from the results of their experiment. Otherwise, they wouldn't be making these things. That doesn't sound very nice, and it certainly doesn't sound very nice for a medical professional to support that, in my humble opinion. But we'll see what maybe I'll get Dr. Dahlia on, and we'll see what she says. All right, does that help, Curtis? Yep. And check out Vaccine Choice Canada tomorrow. The Zoom,
you know what?
The Zoom
I'm call. Very involved in the protests around this COVID and vaccine being mandated. So I do know about Vaccine Choice Canada, so I'll definitely be checking in with that.
Awesome. Thank you, Curtis. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Yes,
okay, have a good day, man.
You too, buddy. I want to be clear. If people want the experimental vaccine, that's their business. No problems. Just don't make people do it. Don't force people to be part of an experiment. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Faye Mandel, author of Self-Empowerment, will be with us in our next segment. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas this weekend before dropping down to Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. Driver Austin Dillon tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. Always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas, and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford Mustang tells us his thoughts on the LVMS.
Well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wear out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
NASCAR has racing all weekend in Las Vegas. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox Television. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. You can find longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Also news stories, blog posts, interviews, lots of good health information on our websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com.
www.gcnlive.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and preventing post-surgical scarring and treating various skin health issues, including eczema, acne, and just plain old aging. True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, vegetable oil, water, silicon, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. You can check out our 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. That's truthreviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. And you can purchase Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com, plural, truthtreatments with an S, .com. All right, I am really stoked to speak to our guest today. Faye Mandel is the author of a book that I have been reading for many years. It's a tiny little book, about 130 pages or so. But my copy of it is all dog-eared and highlighted and got all kinds of bookmarks in it because it is just packed. I mean packed with information, but at the same time, it's super simple. The book is Self-Empowerment, The Gateway to a New Way of Living. And if you understand this book, you will have a major tool in your armamentarium to use whenever anything goes awry in your life. It's about the distinction between thoughts and feelings, if I can be succinct about it, but we'll have Faye explain a little bit more. It's based on what she calls a self-empowerment model that teaches people how to come to and stay in the present moment. Please welcome the author of Self-Empowerment and my friend Faye Mandel to The Bright Side. Hello, Faye.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, it's nice to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on The Bright Side. So, as you know, I'm a major fan, as is Eckhart Tolle, I might add, who has written a really cool little comment about your book. If I can quote it, an eminently practical book and powerful pointer to the truth, unquote, and I agree 100%. So tell us a little bit. I know you have some new stuff coming out, or you've been working on some new stuff, but tell us about the basics of your self-empowerment model.
Okay. The basis of the self-empowerment model is that there is a way to be and a place to go inside of yourself in which you recognize the joy and the gift of having a life, and that it's not fraught with judgments or comparisons or worry or guilt or self-doubt or criticisms or comparisons. It's an experience that lets you know that this is a gift, and that you have to look at it as the precious present, and you have to really get that you were given a gift when you became a human.
Okay, so
and
go ahead. I you're saying so many things. I got tons of questions already, and you just said one sentence, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but hold on to that thought. You said the joy of having a life, and I love that because the fact that we even have a life, we take that for granted, and then we jump into our problems, and we jump into all the stuff that's going on in our lives, but we forget that there's a joy just to having a life, just to being, just to be alive, right?
Yes, absolutely. No question. And that's the way that nature wanted us to be grateful and to be clear and to be so expressive of the joy of having a life.
Did you ever see the movie Fight Club?
A long time ago.
Okay, remember when Brad Pitt puts a gun to this guy's head? And threatens to kill him, and the guy begs him for his life, and Brad Pitt is like pulls the trigger back, and he's gonna shoot him, and then he doesn't, and he lets him go, and Edward Norton asks Brad Pitt, he says, why did you do that? What are you crazy? And Brad Pitt goes, tomorrow morning when that guy has his Wheaties or has his breakfast, it's gonna be the best cereal he ever tasted in his life. And it's kind of like nobody wants to die. We bum out about our lives, but if push comes to shove and somebody says you're gonna die now, we would beg for our lives, no matter how bad they are.
Yes. But also there's this wonderful program that I think is on Netflix that's called Beyond This Life, where it shows that people who flatline on their brain and flatline on their heart still are able to have a level of consciousness that where they can experience what's happening to them, even though both their heart and their brain have flatlined. So it's an interesting concept of what is death and do we really die to the whole experience and get eaten by worms. I don't think that happens, but it's a whole different discussion. Now we're going to talk about life, not death. So,
go ahead.
What I have been studying is that In order to get emotional health and well-being, the old paradigm has been that there are these psychological concepts like bipolar or depression or high anxiety or obsessive compulsive, and that psychologists have defined these, giving it various nomenclatures and various objective reality and signs that you can check off. And you check off that, yes, then you're bipolar. If you check off this, then you're obsessive, et cetera, and so on. But what if all of that is an illusion? Mm. What if it doesn't have anything to do with psychological concepts at all? What if it has to do with a place that you can get to using a GPS, just like we do in our car, but exactly the opposite? And in this place exists the mind being quiet, listening to the information from your body, because many, many, many species, sentient species, have that same capacity, which is they don't have an acute development of the brain, and so their mind is quiet, and they're listening all the time to the information from their body. Mm. And that allows you to live the most natural way that you could possibly be. Did you see the movie, Ben, that My Octopus Teacher?
Is it a short one? I saw a short one on octopuses. I have a couple books on octopuses.
No, this is called My Octopus Teacher, and
they're incredibly wise, these octopuses, without a brain somehow.
Incredibly wise, and they have over the years found ways, because they don't have a hard shell over them, to hide and deceive and create alternative realities in terms of presentation of who they are. And this octopus gets in relationship to this diver, and they have a relationship for a whole year, because an octopus only lives for a year. And the relationship that they have, the ability to feel emotion and love and sadness and fear for the other person, it's remarkable.
How do they show the octopus feeling these emotions?
Because the octopus will take all of its tentacles and wrap it around the man.
Hug the man.
At the head of the, it is a remarkable movie, and anybody listening to this should really watch it.
Tell me the name again.
My Octopus Teacher.
I'm definitely going to look that up. I've been very fascinated with octopuses. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Or octopi?
Octopi, I think it is. Octopi.
My Octopus Teacher.
Yes.
Okay, I'm definitely going to check that out. So, we got a break. So I haven't heard you talk about this before, this idea of the body. Yeah, and I don't think it's in your book. Is this the new stuff?
Yeah, this is new that I have ideated about, because I am so disappointed with the old paradigm of how psychology deals with talking about...
Hang on to that thought. We got to take a quick commercial break, okay? We'll be right back with Faye Mandel. Her book, Self-Empowerment, The Gateway to a New Way of Living More, with Faye Mandel on the Bright Side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Faye Mandell, her book Self-Empowerment, The Gateway to a New Way of Living. Faye, I hadn't heard you talk about this idea of the body before. So can you elaborate a little bit on that? And then when you're done with that, I want to talk to you about this idea of place. I love how you said that there's actually a place that we can go to. So if you can talk about the body a little bit and how that's involved with presence and getting back to the present moment and how that can help us deal in a self-empowerment model kind of way.
Okay. So Joseph Campbell, in his book called The Inner Reaches of Outer Space, postulates that we are as vast from the skin inward as the universe is from the skin, and actually that we're a microcosm as a macrocosm. And so our body has the capacity, just like it has the capacity to heal a cut, it has the capacity to recalibrate us back to the present moment if we know how to use the body naturally. The problem is that most people have no idea how to listen to the body or how the body speaks or how to use it or how to follow instructions. And so it just doesn't, and it pays attention to thought. And when you're thinking about the move in time, and therefore thought is always an abstraction, it's always based on memories, and it's always based on something in the past, and projects into the future the information from the past. So it's like one of those little hamsters that go around and around and around and around. So, but the body's function is to, the reason why you have a body in the first place, is to create the capacity to live at our maximum potential, moment by moment by moment. And when the body is losing its focus or out of homeostasis, which is the place where it is functioning at its maximum capacity, it gives us a signal. And that signal is a feeling. And that feeling says various things. There are three basic feelings that let you know that you're out of homeostasis. Anxiety tells you that you're losing your focus. Frustration says you have to make a different choice. And sadness says you have to close the experience. And when you pay attention to these feelings, which is natural, they jumpstart the superior intelligence of the body and create the actions to recalibrate you back to the present moment.
Now, hang on real quick. Anxiety, you said, and hold on to that thought, I don't want you to lose that. Sadness was a result of, was related to closure. Frustration was related to a choice. And then what was anxiety? Yes. Anxiety was fear?
Anxiety is to recalibrate you back to the present moment. It's the most fundamental, important feeling that we have. And there are more women and more people on anti-anxiety drugs than any other drug in this country. So the culture has a stake in not letting us use our feelings to do what they're supposed to do naturally. Actually, they judge as negative.
Is that where the news comes in? The stake that the culture has?
Yeah, the news comes in, the magazines come in, the press releases, the books, all tell us that feelings are bad when feelings are the exact opposite. The culture's job is to keep us enslaved so that we do what they want us to do, rather than to listen to our bodies, which allow us to do what we want to do.
So the culture has its own vested interest that is not in the person's interest, but we voluntarily participate.
Exactly. Well, we're good doobies and we want to do what, is pleasing to the people that we care about, and so we follow their lead, and they follow their parents' lead, and their parents' teachers' leads, and whatever, and they bought into the cultural definitions of what is so.
Wow. That sounds like a deep morass that we are in as a culture.
Very, very, very deep, and there's only one place. See, those forms that tell us how to be from the culture are housed in our minds. So if we can quiet our minds, then we can begin to hear the body speak. It doesn't speak, of course, but it speaks very loudly when the mind is quiet. So we want to be in that place where once you enter that place, which is at the intersection of time and space, called the I am is a present tense verb that lets you know you're in the now, and I is a pronoun that lets you know your attention is focused inward. So when you're in that place, then what comes along in that place is clarity, focus, information or pattern, peace, joy, and a recognition ongoing of the gift for having a life.
I love that.
It comes in that place.
I love that. Okay, so like we only have about 5 minutes left here. So from a practical point of view, obviously people, not everybody, but as a culture, we're like in turmoil. We're in collective angst at this point. As you say, it's being perpetuated by forces that want us to be in that kind of state. How can we, in a simple way, in a just a practical and simple kind of step-by-step protocol or system, how can we get out of that?
Well, that's going to take a little bit more than 5 minutes, but I will give you this quote. Awareness of the limits of our knowledge is also awareness of the fact that what we know might be wrong or inexact.
Hmm.
By keeping in mind that our beliefs may be wrong, can we free ourselves from wrong ideas and learn? To learn, it is necessary to have the courage to accept that what we think we know, including our most rooted convictions, may be wrong or at least naive. And so an example that I give is that I spent 7 years learning how to be a psychologist and learning about those psychological concepts and learning about talking about content, et cetera, and so forth. And then when I took my first quantum physics course and I realized that everything is relative, not absolute, I began to question and had to give up the very thing that I spent my life believing that I was going to use to create my purpose for the rest of my life. I had to give up the whole idea that talking about content is what makes people well on an emotional level.
Wow. Now, what do you say to people who believe there is absolute truth, like religious people, for example? Religion preaches that there is absolute truth.
Well, for me, I believe the basis of all religions is truth and love. It's only when you put it into some kind of form that you get this absolute, I don't want to say nonsense, but absolute conviction that if you wear a yarmulke or if you say the rosary or if you eat the body of Christ or if you pray 7 times a day to the West, then you will be saved. Those are all forms of the basic underlying message of religion, which is to speak truth and come from love.
Does it get covered up or disguised in this, all the different forms that you just explained, because in the same kind of way that the culture wants us to do certain things to perpetuate the sense of fear and the sense of obligation?
Yep, precisely the same way. Exactly.
Wow. So that's like one of their tools. One of the culture's tools is religion.
Yes. Well, yes. Religion and the media and the news and the and everything that points outward to value. So that, for example, you know, we value a beautiful car, or we value a beautiful house, or we value a beautiful boat. The issue is, it's not that that's not, you know, we would like those kinds of things, but we don't need them. They're not important to our world. They're not important to our sense of adequacy, our sense of purpose. You know, I'm not going to be foolish enough to say that, you know, those things aren't nice to have, but they are not necessary at all to live the most meaningful, perfect life.
So in a micro sense, we have values in as individuals, and in a macro sense, life has value just because it is.
Exactly right.
That's powerful. Said. Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful stuff. And so if we can learn to tap into that value as the stuff is going down, as the stuff is hitting the fan, we can become self-powered.
That's exactly right. And we can proact rather than react.
Wow.
We don't let ourselves get pulled into situations or into future worries or into past guilt or into judgment. We choose where to put our attention.
I love it. I love it. So why, just real quick, is there a reason why you call your book Self-Powerment rather than Self-Empowerment?
Yes, because you can power yourself. You don't need anybody else or anything. You just need to know how to locate that space inside yourself in which all of these things exist naturally.
That's awesome. That's the bright side message, by the way, Faye Mandel, is that we can do things ourselves. Thank you so much. How do people get a hold of you or get a hold of your work? I mean, the book is awesome. I highly recommend people buy it. Any other ways?
Yes, they can go to the website, which is very important. It's called Being, Being-Presence.com. It has a 10-minute video of me actually doing the model, which are the steps to get to that place. And if anybody has any questions, they can call me at 401-578-9936.
One more time for the phone number.
401-578-9936.
Faye Mandel, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. I'll talk to you real soon, okay, Faye? Have a great day. That was Faye Mandel, her book Self-Powerment, website being-present.com, being-present.com. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.